Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi, let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Who's your daddy? Sam Crowley checking in on a Monday, May 2nd, 2016. Did I just really say, who's your daddy? Why the hell did I say that? I have no idea why I said that. It sounded great, though. Let's keep it in the show. Let's keep it. Come on now. Let's have some fun. It's Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast on the planet. It's the first Monday in May. Let's go, people. Get out your bed. Even if you're on your way to the journey of the broke, to jump out of bed to just over broke, it's still a great day to be excited wherever you are, over 100 countries around the world, wherever you are listening. Appreciate all the love coming in on iTunes, Twitter. Show's blowing up. It's blowing up. Got a funny story for it. Do you like funny stories, or do you like the miserable ones around the water cooler on a Monday morning? Because typically this is what's going on. Oh, by the way, heart attack's happening somewhere right now. It's 10:15 a.m. Monday. There's a heart attack somewhere happening right now. The number one time in the workplace in the United States right now is between 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. on Monday mornings when most heart attacks happen. True, as most of my stories are. True story, which leads you to determine what? What does that tell you? Most people would rather die at their job than to go after their dream. Man, that's crazy. I used to be one. Maybe you're one. Hey, the good news is you can get out of that right now. I mean, you can literally save your own life. It just takes a decision. It only takes a decision. But you got to be in training. What kind of training, sir? Basic training, sir. That's a quote from Stripes, one of the funniest movies ever. Stripes with Bill Murray. God, that movie was funny, man. I think I was like 13 years old when I saw that. Laughed my ass off. Anyway, it's training, man. I got a funny story. I was at the gym last Thursday doing a leg workout, and my leg workout consists of it was pretty basic. I mean, this isn't anything that's going to rival any type of, you know, P90X or Insanity DVD. It's leg curls sitting down, and it's hamstrings really sitting down again, but just doing the reverse of leg curls. But when I do the leg curls, I go all the way to the max plate on the machine. I'm doing the universal machine. And look, I know it's, what an arrogant ass this guy is bragging about his workout. Ain't about that, man. Ain't about that. It's just, it's about the aura that you give off when you're in a room. Like I said, when you walk into the room, does the energy level go up or does it come down? Just be honest with yourself. When you walk into the room, when people look at you and they start to smile, or they look at you and they immediately stare at their cell phone screen. If they're staring at their cell phone screen, you're boring as watching paint dry on a wall. You got to change that, man. You will attract that same type of person into your life if that's who you are. You don't got to be a stand-up comedian, but you got to have some energy. I mean, come on. Get with it. So I'm doing the leg workout, and I'm going hard, man. It's like, I don't know, my workouts, especially legs, because it's the biggest muscle I work, it's, you know, I go an hour or so, and I start just to get worked up, you know, light weights. I don't even know. What's funny about the gym I go to, they don't have the pounds. I'm guessing these plates, they just got numbers. They got one all the way to 24 or something like that. I think they're 20-pound plates. I don't even get – how crazy is that? You don't even know what you're lifting. Anyway, it's a lot, though. It feels like a lot as I get higher, which is good. Doesn't feel like less, which I guess is a good start. So I start around number 8 or 9, and maybe they're 160, 200 pounds or something, just working the leg, you know, just getting it going. But there was this guy that came over about halfway through my leg workout and wasn't in the greatest of shape. But, hey, he's at the gym, so I got to give him credit for that. But he wasn't in shape. That's fine. Dude could lift some weight, though. Holy cow. Husky guy. Looked like an ex-football player. Probably about 5'10", 240 pounds. But literally, you couldn't, like a tornado would have knocked this guy over. Okay. And he says, hey, can I work in with you? I'm like, yeah, no problem at all, man. No problem at all. You know, it was a busy time. Actually, I hardly ever go to the gym between 5 and 6, but I happened to be there because I dropped my daughter off at lacrosse practice. So I went to the gym that night. A lot of people go from the J-O-B to the G-Y-M, and man, is it crowded after 5. Whoo, boy. So typically you're going to get somebody say, hey, can I work in on that machine with you? No problem. No problem at all. Let's do it. So every time I would do my legs, he would come over, and I would do hamstrings, and he would do leg curls, and then vice versa. And then he would go. He was doing biceps and stuff over in the other part of the gym as well. But when he came over to do legs, he would always lower the weight from what I had it on. No big deal. Not judging him. No big deal. He was doing less weight than what I was doing. Here's where it gets funny, though. As I was cranking up the weight, I was getting – my headphones are blasting, you know, so I got – I can't even hear what's going on. I got music on 12 out of 10 just blasting into my ear, getting all fired up. You can imagine how fired up I am on this show. Imagine me doing a leg workout. So I'm going, just crazy. I'm that guy. I'm that loud guy at the gym. I might sing. I might scream. I might say, way to go. Let's go. Yeah. You know, that type of stuff. Everybody looks at me. No problem. People look at me anyway, regardless. You might as well give them a reason to look at you. You know, most people do, most people look at you with a dumb look just because they're looking at you with a dumb look. You might as well give them a reason, you know, to look at you with a dumb look. Hey, that's my philosophy. It works so far. So the guy's staring at me. He's coming over, and he sits down where I sit down. He adjusts the weight after I – and then I crank the flipping leg curls all the way. Last – I got the peg on the bottom one, man, as far as I can go. And I go, and I'm going as fast as I can. And then I do a drop set. I do 15 different reps back to back to back to back to back to back to back and so on all the way to 15 times – all the way back down to where I started. So I went from like whatever it was on, 22 to 21 to 20 to 19 or whatever. It's, let's say it was 300 pounds to 280 to 260 to 240 to 220 to 210 to 20. And I would just bam, boom, bam, 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 bam. And my legs are going, and it was burning, man. It felt like somebody was torching my thigh muscles, literally like they were on fire. And I got done, and I was on the lightest weight. And here's how you know you burned your muscle out is when you're on like 30 pounds, and it feels like 530 pounds, and you can barely even lift that. And I got up and almost fell to the ground because I just went nuts. I don't know. I felt like I got just possessed, man, with something. I don't know what the craziest. You ever get that way in the gym when you're working out? You just feel like you can go forever. I stood up, and I almost fell down. I caught myself, and I was sweating, and my face was purple, and my veins were popping out of my neck, and I just looked like some crazy alien guy. And the dude, look, he was staring at me the whole time. I didn't even know he was there. That's how I had the music blasted, my head down. I was looking at, and I finally got up. I go, hey. And he goes, oh, my God. He said, and this is where the whole title of this podcast comes in. It's awesome. So awesome. He goes, hey, are you training for something? Because how crazy I was going on. I could, well, I'm training to live till 80 and be as healthy as I can. I got 4 kids. So, yeah, I guess I'm training to stave off a heart attack. How's that? He goes, holy shit. So I said, hey, no worries, dude. I said, not bad for 48. I love telling people my age. Most people run from their age. It's like, I don't want to tell. I love it. Embrace it. I go, hey, not bad for 48, even though I'm not 48 for another 2 months. He goes, 48? Jesus. I was watching it. My jaw dropped. I couldn't believe you're doing it. I said, hey, no worries, dude. You're up. You're next. You got next. Peace out. I'm over to the hamstring machine now. And it got me thinking, are we all going through life that hard, doing whatever it is we decide to do, as if we're training for something great? Or are we like most people? We're just doing it to do it, man. We're just in it. Like most people just go to the gym and they just go there because they have to, or they hate it, they dread it. And when they finally get there, they're not even into it, which really compromises your whole workout anyway. You go to the gym. If you're in the gym, why not go bananas? Why not? When you build a website, why not dive in for 8 straight hours? When you go to speak, why not give it everything you got? When you go on that sales call, why don't you just get yourself so jacked up that it almost feels like your head's going to explode in a good way? You know what I mean? Like, why don't we approach everything like that? The output would be so much better. And then people would be asking you, man, are you going after something? Are you training for something? Are you out to get an award? Like, are you up for Employee of the Month? Or I remember being in sales, and they would always have our award trip. One year it'd be in, you know, pick it, the, I don't know, Bahamas, Tahiti, whatever, man, Bermuda. Remember the, you know, the trips? If you've ever been in sales, you go on these award trips. We used to call them Excellence 110 trips for everybody that wrote ahead, 110% of quota or higher. And it would go one time a year. It's like you work your ass off. You work 80 hours a week so they can take you on a trip and feed you for 3 days, and then they sent you right back into the grinder for another 362 days. Thank you very little. But I remember, you know, when you would want to hit that 110% of quota for the year, you would grind it out, man, working morning, noon, and night. It was more about the recognition than it was about the money. You know what I mean? And people were looking at it. Oh, man, you're going for Excellence 110, aren't you? Oh, you're going for Excellence 110. I'm like, yeah. So when I go to the gym, it's the same way. When I get on stage, it's the same way. When I build anything, it's the same way. It's got to be the best. Got to at least try to do the best I can. Anything less, why bother doing it? It's like, why would you even, can you imagine doing anything? And like when I mow my lawn every time, and I know, now you're going to know how crazy I am. But when I mow my lawn, which I mow my own lawn, by the way, I got a 33-inch cut mower, auto-propelled, bought this beast at Home Depot 6 years ago for like $1,500. Love it. I love mowing my lawn. It's a great workout. I planted 18 trees last year in my backyard. I planted 60 year before that. I got like 30 trees I planted in my backyard, which is a huge pain in the ass to mow around trees. So I got a weed eat now. All that takes me like 2 hours. Used to take, when we bought this house, it took me 40 minutes to mow my front and back lawn. Now it takes me 2 hours to do all this stuff. But I love it, man. It's a great workout. Why would you want, hey, it's 80 degrees outside. I want to stay inside and watch Lifetime movies. I mean, what are you nuts? No, you want to be outside working. So I think I purposely did all this so I could work more outside. But when I mow my lawn, man, I try to make it the best cut that I've ever done. And I've been doing this lawn now for 12 years. 12 freaking years every summer when I mow the lawn. It's like, I'm going to do a diagonal. You know what I did yesterday? I did a diagonal cut. I did a freaking diagonal cut. Why? Because I hadn't done one in like a year and a half, and I thought, oh, my lawn is going to look like Augusta, man. I'm going to play the Masters on my front lawn. Yeah, I'm that guy. Because I want somebody asking me everything I do. Are you training for something? Like that leg workout. Are you? Let me ask you. May I ask you a question, champion? Are you training for something? Are you in it to win it? Are you giving it everything you got? Or are you like most people, just phoning it in? Oh! Just here Monday. Weekend went too fast. And your output's going to mirror that. Don't be that. Don't be that person. All right? Have somebody look at you like, oh, my God. Are you training for something? Sam Crowley, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.